Welcome to Haunted Meat, the podcast for strange and unusual and magical people. And today we're going to be talking about domino actions. I'm your host, Melanie Black, and we are going to find your most effective, simplest actions that lead to big, awesome goals. All right. Actions have consequences. This is a good thing. How boring would it be if our actions did absolutely nothing, right? But being aware of our actions and which actions we are taking can profoundly impact the outcomes of our lives, whether or not we're actually reaching our goals or not. So to back things up, goal setting. New Year's, goal setting, anytime, goal setting. You think of this big damn thing that you want to do or some big damn thing that you want to have. Then you got to break it down. Well, what action steps do I need to take to actually make that happen? Those are your big actions, right? The things that you're supposed to be doing on the daily, on the weekly to get to that goal, whether it's studying a foreign language or taking music lessons or working out, doing the nutrition thing to lose fat, gain muscle, all that kind of stuff. There's a myriad of things that you got to do. But anytime you have a big goal in mind, whether it's planning a vacation or anything, there's a bunch of little steps that have to happen before it. So you think about all those little steps, right? We're going to use fitness as the example here. Let's say I want to lose some body fat and gain some muscle. That means that I have to work out every day and eat according to my meal plan every day for my particular goals. Now, not all programs are like that, but let's say this one, that's the plan, man. That's what I'm trying to do is eat on plan, work out every day. That is what we want for our goals, for getting to that point of having a low body fat percentage and lean muscle mass, right? Okay, so this might be pretty straightforward. Okay, cool. All I gotta do is eat on plan every day and work out. What's so hard about that, right? What's so hard about that? Well, obviously there's something, otherwise everybody would do it, right? Okay, so if I know I have to make it to the gym, let's just use the gym for one example, because here's the thing. If I know I have to make it to the gym every day, what am I gonna do to set myself up to do that? Now I want to make sure that my habit loop is getting in place, that I'm setting up triggers and rewards to take that action of going to the gym every day. In other words, I have some kind of reminder that I'm going to the gym every day. I'm making sure that the going to the gym every day is a rewarding experience, even if exercise is not yet rewarding in and of itself. I'm giving myself some kind of reward or recognition for making the effort and going out and doing it, even for the crappy workouts. So those are important aspects of creating that habit loop, right? Because when we're passionate, when we're just getting started, that pain and desire and passion and clarity of vision is enough to get us started, but it's not enough to keep us going, especially as pain decreases and different little things start to come into your life to distract you, right? So we got to make it a habit. Making it a habit is huge, but we got to make what a habit? This is a very sneaky little question, because what exactly are we building the habits to do? And I'm going to give you an example. A client of mine years ago came to me frustrated, tears in her eyes. She was, you know, and this is, just to give you some context, this is a really high-functioning, high-power CEO kind of a gal. Like, she has her shit together. Anyone looking at this woman would be like, that's a woman who has her shit together. And she was undone by the fact that she could not seem to get herself to come to the gym regularly, right? And she came to me, she says, I'm so frustrated, I don't know what's wrong with me, I keep it, you know, like I always intend to come to the gym after work, and I want to come in every day, but then sometimes, you know, I'll turn left and go to the gym, and other times I'll turn right and go home. And then even when I get home and I say, you know what, I'm going to go back to the gym, I'm going to just drop off my stuff and go right back out again, I just don't do it, and I don't know what's wrong with me, and then I feel guilty, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, so I said, what do you mean, turn right? What? She said, you said you turn right to go home? Yeah, that's right. When I come up the street, I get to an intersection where I turn right to go home, turn left to go to the gym. I said, okay, cool. Have you ever turned left to go to the gym and then not gone to the gym, where you like turned left but then turned around to go home? She said, no. Okay, cool. Have you ever turned right and then not gone home? No. Perfect. She looked at me like I had corn growing out of my ears. Okay, perfect, because your goal is no longer to make it to the gym. The goal is to remember to turn left. Turn left. Because I knew for a fact that she had come to the gym some days without her gym bag, and she like had to work out bare feet or whatever just to get it done, work out in her work clothes, but she made it anyway. So there's no reason for her to go home ever, right? There's no reason for her to turn right ever. If she wants to make it to the gym, her goal action is to turn left, because turning left always leads her to the gym. And then she doesn't have to try to fight with herself about it if she turns right. Don't try to undo habits that are already in existence. When you are trying to reinforce a good habit, like going to the gym, don't try to throw more obstacles in your way. Don't try to undo other habits associated with it. If there's something that you always do every single time without fail before doing your big action that actually has a long-term impact on your goals, find that smallest action, whatever it is, that smallest action, that action is what you set up your reminders around. That action is what you set up your rewards around. That is the action that you want to take. So in other words, if I told you, okay, turning left is now the goal, does she need to set a reminder to go to the gym? No, she knows that she's supposed to go to the gym. She knew she had to go to the gym even when she turned right and went home. Her reminder has to be turn left. Even if that means putting a sticky note on the steering wheel, even if that means chanting turn left, turn left, turn left as she goes up the street, whatever it is. Maybe she sets an alarm on her phone to go off right at the time she would be at that intersection saying turn left, right? No, not right, left. Left, yes. So this is the idea with domino actions, right? You look at what kind of habits and routines you already have in place in your life. You try to work with those already. If you already find yourself in a certain space, in a certain spot where you would like for other things to happen in your day, see how you can make getting to that spot your action that you reinforce and reward for doing. So this is an aspect of habit formation that a lot of times gets overlooked, is what is the simplest, smallest, easiest action that you can build a habit around? When I tried to start a running habit, and I tried this many, many times in the past, and I kept failing. I would do things like remind myself that it was time to go for a run. I would, set up different reminders in my home. I would give myself different goals, different rewards. But really, I didn't need to remind myself to run. What I needed to remind myself to do was to put on my headphones with my running playlist. Okay, with the right music. I had to remind myself to put on the right music, because when I hear that music, it reminds me, number one, the music that I listen to, it makes me want to move, and it reminds me of how good I feel about 20 minutes after I'm out there running, right? It's not the beginning of the beginning of the run always sucks, right? I'm not a runner by nature. It's not something that I've always done, and the first 20 minutes of it will always suck. It's not until after that where you start to actually feel good. And that's what the music kind of reminds me of. It's a prompt, right? So I set up my habits not around reminding me to walk out the door, because walking out the door was not the thing that was leading me into the running, because I had no problem walking out the door and walking right back in again, right? The thing that led me to getting out and doing the thing was putting on my running playlist. So I would put my headphones on, put my playlist on, and even if I wasn't in my running clothes, running sneakers or whatever, just listening to the playlist would prompt me to put on my running sneakers, running clothes, get out the door, and just go start doing it. So think about what the smallest actions are that you can take that ultimately lead to bigger actions. Think about what are your domino actions, right? What's the first thing you do when you sit down at the computer? What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? What's the first thing you do when you open up your phone? Is there something in there that you can work with that will ultimately lead you to taking the actions that will get you to your goals? Think about your domino action and keep on being magical, y'all, because magic is real. And you are real, and I believe in you, and I believe in magic, and I know that you can do the dang thing. So work that habit magic, find your domino action, create triggers, reminders, rewards around that domino action, make it awesome, and I will see you or hear you, or you will hear me next time on this podcast, The Haunted Meats. If you are lucky enough to be in the Tucson area, you should come on down to the Nerd Gym where magic is real. We are going to be doing some awesome, amazing things in 2020. I was almost going to say 2019, but that's not true. 2019 was awesome, but 2020 is going to be truly magical. Come on down to the Nerd Gym. Find us on the social medias. Like us. Send us messages. And find out what kind of cool, crazy shit we are going to be cooking up for you in fitness for 2020. I promise you it will be awesome and magical. So check us out, find us, come in, try a class, get to meet us, get to know the nerds at the Nerd Gym. Is the Nerd Gym right for you? You're going to find out how much magic you've got inside you at the Nerd Gym.